none but the hungry heart. 8:23. The fruit of grace. For as many as are of the works of the law are under the curse. For it is written, cursed is everyone that continueth not in all things which are written in the book of the law to do them. Galatians 3 verse 10. None can be born again by the law, and none can live anew under the law, neither its precepts nor its principle. The life I now live by faith, that is, by adherence to and reliance on and complete trust in the Son of God, Galatians 2:20. The Gentile never was under the law, and being set in the Lord Jesus Christ, now that he believes, he stands on other ground, to which the law does not apply. Every believer is regarded by God as alive from the dead, to bring forth fruit, not works, unto God. The law only deals with a man as long as he lives, never after he is dead. Ye are become dead to the law by the body of Christ. Romans 7 verse 4. And that is not at all what is said of us. After a second blessing or any other step of imaginary perfection, we begin with alive in Christ. I am identified with the Lord Jesus, dead and risen. It is no longer the law dealing with me to try if it can get any good out of me. I have relinquished all by receiving Christ, and I take my stand in him, dead and risen again, as one alive from the dead, to yield myself as a new creation to God and walk in newness of life. The teachings of grace are perfect and sufficient in themselves. They provide for the instruction of the believer in every situation which may arise. There is no need that they be supplemented or augmented by the addition of precept from either the law of Moses or the teachings of the kingdom. What an indignity religion puts on every person of the Godhead alike, on the grace and truth which came by Jesus Christ, when it drags souls back to the dread distance of Judaism. I do not frustrate the grace of God, for if righteousness come by the law, then Christ is dead in vain. Galatians 2 verse 21.